Chapter 28. Jehovah next said to Moses, "Command the Israelites and tell them, 'You should take care that you present to me my offering, my bread. My offerings by fire as a pleasing aroma to me must be made at their appointed times. And say to them, "This is the offering made by fire that you will present to Jehovah. 2 sound-year-old male lambs a day as a burnt offering regularly. The one male lamb you will offer in the morning, and the other male lamb you will offer at twilight, together with a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil as a grain offering. It is a regular burnt offering, which was established at Mount Sinai as a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, along with its drink offering, a fourth of a hin for each male lamb. Pour out the alcoholic drink in the holy place as a drink offering to Jehovah. And you will offer the other male lamb at twilight, with the same grain offering as that made in the morning, and with its same drink offering, you will present it as an offering made by fire, as a pleasing aroma to Jehovah. However, on the Sabbath day, the offering should be 2 sound-year-old male lambs and 2/10 of an ephah measure of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, together with its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for the Sabbath, along with the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. At the start of each month, you will present as a burnt offering to Jehovah 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 sound male lambs, each a year old, and 3/10 measures of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each bull, and 2/10 measures of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for the 1 ram, and 1/10 measure of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each male lamb, as a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, an offering made by fire to Jehovah. And their drink offerings should be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 hin for the ram, and 1/4 hin for a male lamb. This is the monthly burnt offering each month throughout the year. Also, 1 young goat should be offered as a sin offering to Jehovah in addition to the regular burnt offering together with its drink offering. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, will be Jehovah's Passover. And on the 15th day of this month, there will be a festival. Unleavened bread will be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, there will be a holy convention. You must not do any hard work. And you will present as a burnt offering made by fire to Jehovah 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, each a year old. You should offer sound animals. You should offer them with their grain offerings of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 measures for a bull, and 2/10 measures for the ram. You will offer 1/10 measure respectively for each male lamb of the 7 male lambs, as well as 1 goat as a sin offering, to make atonement for you. Aside from the morning burnt offering, which is for the regular burnt offering, you will offer these. You will offer these in the same manner each day for 7 days as food, an offering made by fire, as a pleasing aroma to Jehovah. It should be offered along with the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 7th day, you should hold a holy convention. You must not do any hard work. On the day of the first ripe fruits, when you present a new grain offering to Jehovah, you should hold a holy convention in your Feast of Weeks. You must not do any hard work. You will present as a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to Jehovah 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs, each a year old, and as their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 measures for each bull, 2/10 measures for the 1 ram, 1/10 measure respectively for each male lamb of the 7 male lambs, as well as 1 young goat to make atonement for you. You will offer them in addition to the regular burnt offering and its grain offering. They should be sound animals, along with their drink offerings.